At the Miami City Ballet this weekend, the dancers are sharing the stage with a backdrop that includes the face of wrestler Andre the Giant. That's what happens when one of the country's most sought-after choreographers teams up with one of the country's most famous street artists. From Here and Now contributor WLRN in Miami, Alicia Zuckerman explains how it all came together.
Can you get the leg there faster and then let it come down slower? Let me just see that.
Justin Peck is resident choreographer with New York City Ballet. He's 27, and he says he wasn't super interested in street art.
Until I came to Miami and saw Wynwood.
And street artist Shepard Fairey wasn't all that into ballet growing up.
We went to the Nutcracker, I feel like, it felt like every year.
And yet both of their work is part of this rehearsal in the dancing. It started when Miami City Ballet asked Justin Peck to create a new dance for them. He came to Miami and noticed all the street art in Wynwood, especially the murals by Shepard Fairey.
I started to just like research all of his work, and I was like, oh yeah, I've seen that.
And so have you, most likely. The thing people probably know best is the Hope poster from President Obama's first election and those Andre the Giant stickers that ended up all over the place. Shepard Fairey got famous for his illegal street art, which he still does. But now he's also in the National Portrait Gallery and the Museum of Modern Art. Choreographer Justin Peck was so enthralled by the murals he saw in Wynwood, he asked Shepard Fairey to do the backdrop for the new ballet.
Some people from the street art world might say, well, why do you want to put your artwork that's been about democratizing things into a more elitist environment? You know, the idea of putting my work in front of a dance audience, a ballet audience that might not know it otherwise or might not see value to art on the street, that's exciting, but also to go the other way.
There's definitely a tradition of choreographers and visual artists working together. Merce Cunningham and Robert Rauschenberg, Diaghilev and Picasso. But Justin Peck says he wasn't expecting to actually find ideas for his choreography in Fairey's artwork.
You know, I just wanted to go visit Shepard and see what his studio is like, but it was a really pleasant surprise.
Shepard Fairey says Peck saw patterns in his artwork that made sense for dance.
And he saw floral motifs, the use of symmetry, diagonal rays, and mandalas that had a circular motion to them.
Peck also paid attention to how Fairey works from the center of a piece outward, and some of that is reflected in the opening to the new ballet.
Starts with all the dancers in the back of the studio, and they race forward. If you took a plate of marbles and tilted it, and all the marbles just fell down to the bottom of the plate, that's the whole idea with the movement of these dancers kind of being set off, and they all sort of pour forward towards the audience.
He really wants you one moment to be in a classical position with your arms, and the very next second you're kind of throwing your body in this way that's a little bit more pedestrian, I want to say.
Jeanette Delgado is a principal dancer with Miami City Ballet. This is her 11th season with the company. She says Peck is different from choreographers who have all the movements set in their heads. He leaves room to see what develops in rehearsal. And that openness, she says, is part of why Peck can take a very old art form and make it seem totally new.
You know, sometimes I think classical ballet can feel that it's a little bit restrictive in a way. And I think that because he's so young, he kind of create something that feels more real for the dancers of today's generation.
And maybe for today's audiences, too.
Okay, let's stop there. Good. Looks good. We'll keep going. We're out of time.
For Here and Now, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
We'll pick up here tomorrow. Thank you, guys.